This week, we would like to continue the session from 2 weeks ago where we were asking about the special difficulties that wanderers face in this density as they choose to be of service. We were working on the energy centers, had gotten up to the green, and we would like some information now about the blue, indigo, and violet, how work in these centers might be of assistance to anyone working in the density, and what, if any, special resonances or connections they might have with wanderers.
We are those of the principle known to you as Akul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are most privileged to be asked to offer our opinions and to join your meditation for this session on this lovely springtime day. The energies of your growing things are most active and excited at this time, and their light is beautiful to behold. As we share our opinions, we ask each to take that which is of help and discard the rest of what we have to say. We trust your discrimination and ask that you be careful to trust it yourselves, for there are many who would like to replace personal discrimination with group discrimination. Yet all who seek spiritually seek uniquely, and the world views of your culture do not always ring true. We simply ask that you pay attention to that ringing of truth. Trust it when it comes. Trust yourself when it does not come. In working with the challenges that wanderers might especially have a tendency to face upon your planet of third density, we have been making generalizations and will continue to do so. Each entity seeks differently, and so we encourage each to question and work with this material actively, asking for further information on points which seem unclear, so that we may be more able to be of service to each who is present. We had begun to discuss the Green Ray Energy Center and its special challenges as the, shall we say, dissertative part of the previous gathering ended. And so there we shall pick up the subject. Noting that with the heart energy comes, in one sense, a fruition, a place of rest and repose where one can gain an overview of the nature of being, the nature of being in an incarnative body, and the nature of that great road which the heart walks. The heart is that seat of wisdom that is bathed in compassion. That is its eventual destiny. And often the wanderer is able to feel that deeper centrality, which is the property of the tuned heart. Yet the heart energy is also very vulnerable to mismatches of energy which block, overactivate, or in other ways distort the red, orange, and yellow ray energy centers. Furthermore, even when the seeker has become balanced to a high degree in the lower three chakras, still the heart, in offering information to the senses, does in most instances generate a good deal of noise along with those deep and true signals that are the essence of the open heart information. We pointed out previously how vulnerable the Green Ray Energy Center is to low energy coming through the lower three chakras. This is a cardinal point. For each wishes so deeply to experience that blessed open heart energy and to move into the higher energy centers, that the wanderer has the natural tendency to wish to move on from the work of the lower three energies into the heart, then into those energies of communication and work in consciousness, which offer so much blessing and are the balm to so many wounds experienced by the wanderer. And so there are two reasons why it is well for the seeker to go slowly and to monitor the self, so that the self does not spin its wheels, shall we say, attempting the work of higher energy centers while experiencing low energy into the green ray center. The lessons of love seem to be more uplifting in the higher energy centers to the intellect, especially. This is true. However, it is our opinion that the advent of true open-hearted energy takes place only when the seeker has begun to value each energy center equally, and always to begin any conscious work with a brief examination of each center, so that imbalances can be seen by the self and attended to. Before the self takes consciousness into those higher centers and asks it to function, this group has spoken often of the feelings that the self has the dark side, and each has worked with this dark side, seeing how it can unhappily distort red, orange, and yellow ray energies. We encourage each, then, to find more and more appreciation of and tolerance of those lessons that seem so basic. For in truth, each energy center has the same degree of preciousness. Each ray of self is beautiful to the Infinite One. So the task becomes that of attempting to clarify and refine the sense impressions that arise from a catalyst as the present moments seem to pass. If there is work to do with self or with other self in clearing these lower energies, we encourage an attitude of enthusiasm for doing the work it takes to get to the heart of whatever distortion or blockage has taken place. Judging not, but only nurturing the self, finding out what you truly think and feel, and then, without judgment, turning once again to the open heart. Each within incarnation shall make many errors. The illusion was set up to force errors, to bring about helpful challenges. The catalyst that seems so heavy is an expensive gift of the higher self to the self. When one can take this, shall we say, on faith, one has overcome a great stumbling block that stands in the way of the open heart. Now, once one has made peace with the first three energy centers, once one can feel that full energy is moving into the heart, there is another consideration to deal with before further work is done. This is a subtle, careful work. It is the sifting and winnowing of the feelings and thoughts within the heart. Each entity has within the heart center all the expressions of love, from the most refined to the most inchoate, unorganized, and distorted. All feelings of the heart are true at some level, but the upper levels the surface emotions of the heart can be as the red herring in a mystery story, clues that lead in the wrong direction. If each can see itself as a kind of distillery and can see emotions as the raw products which go into the creation of perhaps a wine, there might be a good analogy of what it is to explore, refine, and purify emotion. For the grape with its skin and its fungus and its stems, the sugar with its impurities, the water with its impurities, our wine, however, they do not yet manifest as wine, but rather as a collection of ingredients mishmashed together, not yet finished. These are the emotions that the heart receives to begin with when new catalyst comes. Seldom is the entity receiving catalyst able to listen, see, touch, or feel clearly. Usually, there is some degree of confusion in the response. Therefore, it is not well simply to advise the seeker to follow the heart and no more than that be said. For truly, one needs to follow the heart. But first, one needs to allow each experience to be refined and purified by that distillery which is carried within that heart by each. It seems that each is a prisoner of time, and yet in the sense that we are using this analogy, it is only in the freedom of the illusion of time and space that this first purification of self-aware emotion can be accomplished. These raw feelings that the heart senses instantaneously may be already pure. But it is well to ask the self to refrain from impulse and to honor all feeling by moving back to it when one can contemplate it. And in that centered and balanced mode, allow the deeper truth of what has been felt to move through that refining fire, which distills pure emotion from the dross of ingredients that are no longer needed. In other words, the heart puts out a lot of garbage which needs to be placed where it can be removed. Let us say that you have within your heart a curb. Place the can at the curb. And when you feel you have found the dross of some feeling, that which was not fundamentally clear, the wanderer can visualize the action of physically placing those stems and skins of raw emotion into the trash to be removed by time, while the precious and pure emotion is filtered into the deep heart that contains purity, compassion, and its own wisdom. Discrimination is such a valuable activity. Each has it. We encourage each in its frequent use. Now we stand within the open heart, gazing backwards at those powerful energies that make us strong, and gazing forwards at those energies which more and more merge with the metaphysical. This green ray center has but one true polarity. And indeed, those who seek in the path of service to self must needs bypass the green ray energy center. So for each who wishes to serve the Creator by serving others, we say, spend as much time as you can within the open heart, for it is central, and the light that it sheds moves backwards to the root and forwards to the crown of all possible energies. The word passion, like the word love, has far too many connotations to be a pure word. And yet we say to you that the passionate, pure heart is the greatest power within the universe. It is that seat where manifestation moves from within your incarnational experience. It's keeping clean and clear is a task that cannot be overdone. Now, with the movement into the throat chakra, or the blue ray energy center, we move into that area wherein gifts of the Creator have often been given generously. For wanderers are communicators. It is ironic that the usual experience of the wanderer is one of frustration at being unable to communicate. This is, however, not because the wanderer cannot communicate, but because the wanderer is not speaking on the level at which others may be listening. The skill of communication is certainly in a large part simply the thinking and expressing of thoughts, knowing what is thought and finding the way to say it. However, the penalty for communicating in ways in which the other is not presently thinking is a failure to communicate. Therefore, a signal skill of a communicator is the listening ear that is able to distinguish just where the other entity is dwelling within its own mind and heart. It is obvious that one cannot communicate to most six-year-olds as one can communicate to a 60-year-old. Yet, the differences between the consciousnesses of various entities within your density is such that a six-year-old wanderer may be able to understand what you say better than a 60-year-old entity who sleeps still in third density, unawakened bliss. Therefore, we encourage each to practice the skill of listening and of attempting to tailor that which is communicated to the needs of that particular entity. This is careful, subtle work. Yet we feel that it is a good discipline, and one which is badly needed by the wanderer. For it is a wonderful gift to share one's essence with another. Yet if that speaking does not hit the mark, because the entity has been careless in giving respect to that individual to whom it is speaking, then those powerful energies have to some extent been misspent. Therefore, we do not say simply hold the tongue, but seek to assess the needs of that entity to whom you speak, and then attempt to communicate directly into the heart of that energy. That gives the other full respect, and it shall aid in effective communication. As we move into indigo ray, we find that perhaps the greatest problem wanderers have is an obsession with and hunger for spirit, to an extent which cannot be held in a balanced manner within the full range of energies. Work in consciousness seems like the hardest work possible to those who have not awakened. To the wanderer, work in consciousness is likely being done piecemeal, whether or not that wanderer has awakened, simply because of the various mismatchings of vibration between the spirit and the culture into which it has come. The great attractiveness of indigo ray work is seductive. We encourage each to the great work of disciplining the personality and of doing that work in consciousness that better refines the self and its awareness of self. But we encourage each to do this work slowly, carefully, and reverently, taking small steps and setting small goals. For work in consciousness is something that shall be more and more refined in higher densities, third density work is largely within those first three energies, so that while we encourage each to work in consciousness as the opportunities are given, at the same time, we also encourage each, before starting into work in consciousness, to turn and gaze at the self and its alignment, energies, and energy transfers. And if there is work of a refining nature which needs to be done, to turn to that work, not with the feeling of having been punished, but with the feeling of gratitude that here within this illusion of space and time, you have the opportunity to move back into that open heart that you have just attained. And from there, see the balance between that which is considered basic and that which is considered exalted. For it is truly said within your holy works that the first shall be last and the last first. All that you see as base is in fact that which is powerful. The right use of power is truly basic work in consciousness, but it expresses through improvements in the lower rays. What we are attempting to communicate is that third density is not the place from which to take off into the ethers. Rather, it is the place to refine your basic choice of paths, service to self or service to others. This seems a simple and basic choice, one easily taken and out of the way, clearing the way for important work. Yet this is the chief work of your incarnation, the purification of that choice for the light. Into that light, you will take your entire universal, as this instrument likes to say, 360-degree self. You shall not be judged on the contents of your heart. For all have light and dark within. You shall be judged by the self on your capacity to accept an increase of light. Those who are automatically increasing their ability to withstand the more dense light of the next density. Therefore, since wanderers just like those native to this third density, need to see the chief importance of making and remaking this choice. It is not made once for all. It is made again and again and again. Temptation to shut down that open heart, to go away from the light, comes every day. You dwell within your illusion so that you can go through this process of refinement, which has many temptations and tests. Perhaps to say that there is a shortcut would not be incorrect. And that shortcut to which we refer can be summed up in two words: praise and thanksgiving. No matter what is occurring within your life experience, within the experience of your groups or of your planet, it is a gift. Many of these gifts are brutal: death, pain, and suffering seem like dark presence indeed. And yet each situation is a chance to choose praise and thanksgiving. If one can take that imagery of the distillery, we can say that often the darkest of grapes and the mustiest of fungi and growth and stems, when given time and allowed sweeten, can offer the most profound blessings. Thus, we encourage each in all emotional weathers to find the faith and the will to offer praise and thanksgiving for the time and space in which to be conscious, aware, and making that great fundamental choice, the darkness or the light. We would, at this time, transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and light. We are those of Akul.
Again, in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, we would offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. May we ask if there is another query at this time. Look at this situation as one looks at an experience which has the potential to illuminate the one who is the focus for the experience. We look at that which you feel in response to this, and we see that you have touched but a portion of this experience, and that there is fruitful ground here for the seeds of realization to be planted within. We can only recommend that you give more of your time of contemplation and meditation to the true meaning of this experience, for there is much yet which awaits your discovery. This is all we feel we may say with any hope of leaving your free will intact. Is there any further query, my brother?
The only other thing, Will, is when I ask questions about those types of experiences or those of a personal nature, I have a great concern for two things. Number one, detuning this group, and number two, offering any catalyst that would serve to disrupt or interfere with this contact. Can you comment upon, you have spoken to this group once before, with respect to the one Sunday where there was a what I would describe as a heated feeling within myself in the group worked out together, and you mentioned what would cause a holes in the light to allow interference to occur, so to speak. Can you comment on this?
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. We would suggest that you remove worry about any detuning or the causing of difficulty for this group. For this is a group which works as a group together upon each concern which moves into its path. The conscious working with any difficulties before beginning a session is most helpful to any session. Any question is a good question, for if it comes from your heart, it will be worth the asking. If we cannot answer because we do not wish to infringe upon your free will, we will say so as we have just done, and we will speak what we feel we can without so infringing. Remove your worries, my brother. All is well. Is there any further query?
one more quote. In recent experiences, I have become aware, we have spoken previously of the energy exchange that occurs between Carla and myself. I have recently become aware that in touching her physically by holding hands, that there is an effect where energy flows through me and her that removes the pain. I find this an opportunity to be of service, but I also find concern and wish to proceed with great caution in this area. Is there anything that you can offer, obviously without infringing upon free will? I just have great concern here that I do not cause any harm.
I am Qual, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. Again, we would recommend that you trust the group, yourself, and the experience, for if there is any difficulty, it will be so noted and utilized as always. The experience that you have of being able to assist in the removal of pain and distortion from the one known as Carla is an experience which can only, shall we say, get better, for you shall, with practice, become more able to utilize energies other than your own and the ones which you now utilize to affect the healing process. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, not for me. Thank you.
I am Qual, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I have one last call. I had a feeling, as you were describing, wanderers and how they relate to our energy centers, that was, I would say, heavy and serious. And I looked for some balance with a lighter touch. And so I will ask, what do you would say to those who go through this material and feel that it is serious and work, and how to balance it with some lightness?
I am Qual, and am aware of your query, my brother. If one wishes the balance to heavy material, there is much which is light with which to achieve balance. There is not in every example of material a balance, for some efforts move deeply into that which is intricate, complex, and many-layered. This, to some, is a difficult and, as you have put it, a heavy and chewy material with which to deal. We would recommend that you use your own discrimination and preferences to find the lighter material and find, as well, your own balance. Is there a further query, my brother?
Would you then say that you can, one way to do it would be to just approach the whole work with like heart and joy being able to do this work, and whatever happens, happens.
I am Qual, and I am aware of your query, my brother. The light touch with the glad heart is always a set of allies that one can depend upon. We could recommend the light touch for each endeavor. Yet we are aware that such is not always possible within your illusion. If one is being careful to note the catalyst before one. Yet when this can be done, there is much of an helpful nature, much assistance in the processing of the catalyst, and much of the sting that can be removed from such difficult experiences. We would recommend that you keep this as the ideal, and yet do not berate the self for being unable to meet the ideal at all times. Is there another query, my brother?
No, no call. But I thank you for speaking on this topic that's for me always.
I am Kwok, and we thank you, my brother, and would commend you for your ability at achieving the lightness of touch recently. Is there another query at this time? In the potential answer to this query, which, depending upon the approach, the answers may be yes or no. We see that there is much of an, we correct this instrument, much of a cultural coloration that is liable to cause the cultural male to exhibit behavior of a negative nature as a portion of the activities in which the male of many cultures partakes in, especially those of the warfare, shall we say. And there is much that the female of many of your cultures partakes in, which would seem to bias the female towards more a positively oriented experience, for it is the female which gives birth and makes the home. Yet there is much of confusion of both male and female cultural experience, which then again offers the opportunity to each to make this choice anew. With these kinds of considerations, we would suggest that there is some slight distortion towards the male negativity and the female positivity. This relating to some archetypical images within the cultural patterns that cause individuals and entities within the culture to move in such and such a fashion. Thus, we feel there is no clear, definitive response that we can give that would hold true for all cultures. and possibilities within this planetary sphere's third density illusion. Is there a final query at this time? As we are aware that we have for the nonce exhausted the queries, we would again thank each for this opportunity to speak and to share with you our thoughts and opinions. We are most grateful for this privilege, and we would at this time take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Kuang. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
I am the circle.
I am the circle, and you are healing me.
United people, we are one. United people, we are one.
I am the circle, and you are healing me.
I am the circle, and you are healing me.
United people, we are one.
United people, we are one.